Khaled Al-Masri was detained on the last day of 2003 while on vacation in Macedonia. He was then flown to a prison in Afghanistan. During his 5 months there, he says he was shackled, beaten, kept in solitary confinement, and injected with drugs. He says in May 2004, he was released in a forest in Albania, in his words, dropped off like a piece of luggage. Speaking at a news conference in Washington Wednesday, Masri said he still does not know why he was jailed.
Die ganze Zeit haben die mir überhaupt nichts vorgeworfen.
There were no accusations levied against me throughout the entire period of time. I was constantly questioned about other people, however, whether I knew any terrorists or donors of money, contributors, these were the questions that were asked of me.
In May, a federal judge threw out a lawsuit brought by Masri against George Tenet, the former head of the Central Intelligence Agency, accepting the Bush administration's argument that proceeding with the case would jeopardize state secrets. Masri maintains he is an innocent victim of extraordinary rendition, which is reported to be the CIA's secret program for transferring terrorism suspects to other countries for detention and interrogation. Though the CIA has refused to comment about the case, U.S. officials have been quoted as saying Masri's was a case of mistaken identity, although he says his abductors knew many details of his private life. On Tuesday, his lawyers appeared in a federal appeals court in Virginia to argue that the lawsuit should be allowed to go ahead. His legal team includes Stephen Watt of the American Civil Liberties Union.
It's on appeal, it's pending appeal, and we're hopeful of getting a decision on that appeal probably sometime in the new year. It could be weeks, months, we just don't know yet. So we're waiting a decision on that appeal.
The U.S. government was represented by Senior Justice Department lawyer Gregory Katsas, who urged the court to accept the executive branch's invoking of the state secrets doctrine. A few months ago, President Bush said terror suspects had been transferred from secret CIA detention facilities to a U.S. military detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Many experts interpreted this to be a public acknowledgement of the once-secret CIA rendition program. President Bush has maintained that these kinds of programs have provided U.S. officials with crucial information in protecting Americans from terrorism. This position was stressed in a recent speech in Washington by Vice President Dick Cheney.
This nation must not and will not relent in tracking terrorist activity with every legitimate tool at our command.
Meanwhile, Masri is in Washington until Sunday. He meets with U.S. lawmakers on Capitol Hill Wednesday and Thursday. Masri's legal efforts in the United States coincide with the release Tuesday of a European Parliament report charging that 11 European Union governments actively or passively cooperated with the CIA's rendition program. The findings contradict assertions by European countries, including Britain, Italy, and Germany, that they did not know about the program. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.
望网易语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com